This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Superstorm Sandy struck the East Coast almost 3 weeks ago. New York City officials now say about 200 homes that were severely damaged by the storm will have to be demolished. Hundreds of other buildings hit hard by the storm are still being inspected. Meanwhile, thousands of people in New York and New Jersey still lack the basics: heat, power, food, shelter. Government agencies and major charities are trying to meet those needs, but as NPR's Joel Rose reports, many volunteers have started their own disaster relief efforts to help fill the gaps.
On Staten Island, volunteers are going where they're needed the most, to street corners like this one in Midland Beach, which was badly flooded during the storm. There's no tent here, no corporate logos, just a couple of folding tables and cardboard boxes full of food, clothing, and cleaning supplies.
Anytime we run out of something, I tell the people, just come back in 20 minutes, it'll be here.
Ross Decker is the guy in charge. He says the site was picked by a handful of local churches. It seems to be stocked mainly through the kindness of strangers.
We ran out of bleach, and a woman came, and she said, I have hot chili and apple pie. So we said, oh, okay, great, we'll take that. And then she said, oh, I also have bleach. And she had two cases of bleach in her trunk randomly, and it was exactly what we needed at that moment.
Decker's own house on Staten Island was not damaged in the storm, but he put his regular life on hold to help those who weren't as lucky. Decker and his wife have raised more than $12,000 through a website, and he's spending it on whatever people tell him they need.
If they tell me beds, then I grab that money and I buy beds. So we just bought these today.
Decker is unpacking a box of small folding cots. Just then, two women walk up to the corner.
You want to take these cots right now?
Yeah,
Are these good? Yep.
Marina and Eva Levitt live a few blocks away, or they did until flooding from Sandy made the first two floors of their house uninhabitable. They're staying with friends. They say it's crowded, but at least now the kids won't have to sleep on the floor.
That's the only help we ever got. You know, this is the real people. That's the only help we got, and that's the people that stood up and did what they had to do to help the neighborhood, not anybody else.
And the volunteers, you know. God bless them.
The volunteers come from all over the country. Glenn Craig drove down from Maine after the storm, and he's been helping out ever since.
Tearing out sheetrock, ripping up floors, basically consoling people, hugging people, offering them money, but they won't take it. Just everything that you would want your neighbors to do for you.
A few blocks away, there's a larger relief center in the parking lot of a shuttered strip mall. This one is run by Movement for Peace, a small charity based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Robert Service is the group's president. He says they're serving about 3,000 free meals a day and giving away 800 gallons of bleach. Even before he got here, Service says he was getting donations from people all over the country.
We went around Ann Arbor. We talked to almost every single business, a lot of residents, and they donated about 2,000 pounds of supplies. And since this time, we've just had a lot more supplies come in. So, I mean, like I said, it's a constant stream. Hey, thank you guys. Thank you guys. Seriously.
While we were talking, a tour bus pulled up. Volunteers in matching T-shirts got out and unloaded cases of bottled water and other supplies. Then the bus rolled away. The volunteers at Movement for Peace stayed put. They say they'll be here as long as they're needed. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.